This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're broadcasting live from Grand Rapids, Minnesota. We've been talking about the 125th anniversary of Itasca County and the city of Grand Rapids. It's also the 75th anniversary of the Charles K. Blandon Foundation. The Blandon Foundation is dedicated to strengthening the communities of northern Minnesota, starting with Blandon's hometown of Grand Rapids. You can see evidence of all the foundation's work over 75 years all over the place, including with our show. Joining me now on stage is the CEO of the Blandon Foundation, Kathy Annette.
Hello. Hi.
Thanks for joining us, Kathy.
Thank you.
So, who was Charles Blandon?
Charles Blandon was a man of big dreams. He dreamed and he dreamed big. This was a man who at the age of 14 left home, and it was the Depression era time. And he left home in Wisconsin and headed to make his life journey. And it was an incredible journey that he made. Wow. He was a farmer. He taught, but he got back to newspaper. That was his true love. And then eventually he came to Grand Rapids, and the Blandon paper mill is named after Mr. Blandon, and also, of course, St. Paul Pioneer Press. But when he moved to Grand Rapids, he committed to this community. He believed in his people, he believed in this community, and he showed this by investing 75 years ago in the Blandon Foundation. And oh, after 75 years, I can't help thinking we've had 5,000 grants, 7,000 community leaders, 15,000 scholarships. I think he would be very happy with his legacy.
All right. And yes, thank you. Yeah. One of the things I love about the Charles Blandon story is the way the guy just loved music, and he really invested a lot of his time and money when he was alive and later in the foundation into music and making the community a more vibrant arts community. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, I think it's really fascinating. Mr. Blandon, one of the first things he did in this community is he bought band uniforms. He loved the marching band. I look at pictures of Mr. Blandon, and it's pretty incredible because most of the time he looks kind of stern and solemn. He was a businessman, but when he's surrounded by his marching band and they took pictures of his band uniforms that he helped, wow, he's got this big smile. Every picture I've seen, it looked like he was really enjoying himself and true joy. And look at this. This man loved music. If he could see this today, I think that he would be smiling.
Yeah, you really notice it throughout Grand Rapids, the way the music has played a part in this community. You know, the Blandon Foundation's involved in a lot of projects. You were talking about some of that, but I'd like to talk about the way the foundation is involved in something that's close to our heart with our radio show, building and supporting small towns and rural places. What needs to happen to keep these places vibrant?
Well, you know, we've been in this business now for 75 years, and what we've noticed is vibrant communities, there's two things. One, there's hopes and dreams on one hand, when communities come up with that, and on the other hand, it's hard work. The hard work of leadership, of including your community, and sprinkled in all of this is joy and humor, and we see all of that here tonight.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Kathy, for joining
us.
That's Kathy Annette with the Blandon Foundation.